Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
What up?
You can now take the batteries out of your remote control and leave it there.
That's right.
All right, it's Friday. We lit over here. We got LA in the house. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Hello.
Y'all want star power? We got that too, man. Andrew Freund is going to be joining us later in the show. And he talks to Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin about their new movie Deadpool 2, which is out now.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, what do you think Whitney Houston thought about Paula Abdul?
I don't know. Straight up now, tell me.
We're going to tell you later on the show. Okay. We now know. But at first, apparently, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry's peace treaty was inspired by their boyfriends.
Really?
Yeah. It took you doors to get them together. Now, Orlando Bloom and Joe Alwyn share management teams in London. And Dish Nation is exclusively hearing that they wanted to make it clear that despite their girlfriend's beef, that they have no beef with each other.
That's cool.
That's good. Are they vegan?
Nah.
Oh.
They just look like they vegan.
Gotcha. But if I don't talk to you, my boyfriend can't talk to you either.
Oh, we doing that.
Right. Now, you know Portia.
I am. I'm petty.
Yeah, if you don't like them,
I'm the same
I can't be
way.
Their friend either, y'all.
But okay? What if you really knew that person beforehand?
Or it
was
don't
like,
matter.
It doesn't
it
matter.
It don't matter when they're your other half.
Well, here's how it breaks down. After the teams got to talking, it was revealed that Joe was actually a huge fan of Orlando's and saw him as a role model when he was a teen. So you can't really hate the dude you used to look up to. So in return, Orlando made it clear that just because Katie has an issue with Taylor doesn't mean I do with either of you. So they went back to their girlfriends and convinced them to make up. And look, we got peace in the Middle East.
Are they going to start vacationing together? Are they going to be, like, playing euchre or pinochle every night with each other? I mean, how far is this going to go?
100.
And maybe they can start slow with, like, words with friends. You know, something cell phone based. We don't have to actually see the person.
Yeah.
And then we go from there.
Well, it turns out Meghan Markle isn't the only one whose father is not walking her down the aisle. I don't know if you guys knew this, but another celeb...
Say what?
Well, I guess Serena Williams said that her dad did not walk her down the aisle, and he only told her he wasn't going to 1 hour before the wedding.
But I thought he was sick or something. Oh, didn't he have a stroke?
Well, apparently Richard Williams decided 1 hour before the wedding that he just wasn't going to walk Serena down the aisle. And according to Serena, he was already in New Orleans. He already had his suit. It was going to be a thing. It was going to happen. And then he texted her, Serena, I don't want you to be mad at me, but I just can't walk you down the aisle. I'm not myself anymore. I'm just too nervous. So, you're a bride. Did Serena Williams freak out? Oh, she didn't. She was like, she was very understanding. She told her dad that she understands if he doesn't want to come to the wedding at all and promised him that she would not be upset about it because she understands the struggles he's faced in recent years. He did not attend the wedding. And to Frank's earlier point, he had a stroke back in 2016. So I guess he just wasn't confident.
Yeah. But why would she freak out? I mean, you freak out if the groom doesn't want to show up. You don't freak out if your dad. Dad's not going to show up.
No, you don't freak out if your dad doesn't show up to you.
Who's going
to
walk me down the aisle? And the internet media is so cruel, they would have dragged him if anything looked off in any sort of way.
And she didn't want that.
He played it right.
Yeah, she did too.
So maybe, I mean, because Serena Williams and Meghan Markle are friends, so maybe Serena could call Meghan and be like, look.
No biggie.
It's fine. No one's going to be thinking about it. You know, your dad didn't walk you down the aisle. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but that's the stupidest thing you could think of.
What you trying to say, trick?
What the fuck I said? It's the stupidest thing you could think of.
Who you cussing that heifer?
Oh, who are you calling a trick?
I'm calling you a trick.
Well, I'm cursing you. Well, I'm cursing you.
Damn.
Gary, you didn't take your medicine today, dog.
Like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift.
That's how he talks off the clock. Like, Gary's a dude.
Well, guys, you already know a Whitney Houston documentary will hit the theaters this summer.
What the fuck you gonna do that for?
And of course, we're already getting some tea from the trailer.
Oh.
People think it's so easy, and it's not.
You got class. You got soul.
Now, one thing, Paula Abdul and that girl is singing off-key on the record.
Yo, I am shook.
Why?
I'm shook because I feel like this shouldn't have been released.
I was just going to say, who will release that?
Listen, Sissy is still alive.
She seemed like a little festive.
And this is like videos of true Whitney. This is how Whitney is.
And it's not like Whitney's lying. I mean, Paula Abdul, she was a dancer who was also
a choreographer.
Slash singer.
Yeah.
So she wasn't known for her singing voice as so much she was a dancer and a choreographer.
Yeah,
she was a Laker girl.
I agree with that.
So this is like Christina Aguilera calling out Britney for not being a great singer.
Kind of like, you know how you got these DJs who can't really DJ, and then you have somebody who just throw like on like a cat head or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people get mad at the people who just do the gimmicks and stuff because like here you got somebody who really has talent.
Somebody need to call and check on Paula.
Why?
She probably thought Whitney was her damn friend.
Okay.
One of my favorite Paula Abdul moments on American Idol, because she was always kind of out of it on that show, and this girl sings and Paula's like clapping with her straight hands like that weird, and she goes,
"I liked your first song better."
And Ryan was like, oh, she's not, this was her first song.
Okay.
I mean, like, she was like, where am I? What is happening?
That's the one thing her and Whitney had in common.
Frank, what does my face look like right now?
That's a serious shut the f*** up face. I'm gonna
when she gets off probation.
As soon as she's off probation, she's gonna f*** me up.
Hey, Craig Shea, 7 years. Run. All right, up next is time for Instant
Damn.
Parents have definitely been flexing on us all week, y'all. Already this week, we've showed you Jada Pinkett's mother looking fabulous on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to check in with Craig Hemsworth, the father of Chris and Liam Hemsworth. Liam posted this pic with the caption, "Climbed a mountain with the ODs this morning and came across a rattlesnake after telling my brother there were no rattlesnakes in this area."
That is just simple genetics. I mean, they just...
Yeah, it is.
You got to work, I get it, but sometimes that stuff is just kind of easy to come by.
Because the oldest kid is 37, so they got to be at least, what, 57?
Let's say, if they had started when they were 20, let's say.
Look at the mom. She looks good, too.
This is why couples shouldn't stop having sex. I think this is what keeps you young and vibrant looking like this, is if you have sex. And I mean
I
oral.
I agree.
Oh? Huh? What?
You just added that. We were all agreeing with you.
I know, that's why I added.
Always got to go off the train track.
Everybody's like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. It's very good to the skin.
The human shake weight.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. Sometimes a job just ain't right for you, so you just got to quit. And some people, like this employee at Popeye's, prefer to quit in style.
Oh.
Hey, let them know you're about to quit.
When he said, "And I'ma tell that y'all dropping chicken on the floor."
I'm done.
And the people were still in line for their food.
Do you think the other employees got written up for dancing and joining in? I mean, it's like, come on, don't encourage this.
I love the busboy comes out with his tray. He's like,
that's awesome.
That little march he was doing.
I want to quit there, too.
So, y'all, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it turns out that this guy actually did not work there.
What?
This was just a stunt so he could perform and show off, I guess, or whatever.
Yo!
But, like, I would love to go to places I don't work and quit.
Right.
I would like to go to, a jail dressed as a cop and be like, "You're all free."
Right?
Throw up the peace sign and bounce.
What would your lyrics be if you quit Dish?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to kill me off. Like JR.
We gotta kill you off of Dish.
You gotta kill me off.
I'll be like, Dish, I quit. And y'all gonna miss this bitch. And you will never find another replacement because I quit.
You'll be back tomorrow.
Right, I'll be back tomorrow.
You'll be back tomorrow.
Like, Dish, I'm back.
Will Ryan Reynolds let his kids watch Deadpool 2? Andrew Freund finds out after the break. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Deadpool 2 is in theaters this weekend, and I'm very excited. And our man Andrew Freund went to New York City to talk to the stars and settle some beef with one of them. Here's how it went down.
So, how would you describe Deadpool 2 in one sentence?
Cattywampus, bumfuzzle, argle bargle. Not really a sentence. Deadpool 2 is like the Canadian version of Couples Retreat with slightly less Maul and Ackerman.
We're gonna form a super duper group. That's what we're gonna do.
Our group will be forward thinking, gender neutral. We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right.
Okay, Ryan, take me through the scene. You and Blake are at home, the kids are at home, and you finally show them these movies.
Yeah.
How old are they gonna be, and what is that? What are you gonna tell them about these movies?
Well, my daughter's 3 and a half right now, so she's gonna have to wait at least 3 or 4 months to see the film. But it's gonna be interesting. You know, my kids sob when they see me in the scar makeup. So I think it might be a little while. I don't, you know, because I go to, you know, I leave for work in the morning, I look like dad. By the time they get there, it looks like I had a nap in a microwave, and it's not a good look. So, yeah, we'll see.
You know, everybody used to tell me, why isn't Terry Crews in a superhero movie yet? And what's crazy is Ryan was like, I'm wondering the same thing. Terry Crews, get your ass up here. And we had a ball because I'm gonna tell you, one thing I know is action and I know comedy. And it's the perfect mix. And this is what this movie is. It's the biggest superhero action comedy movie of all time.
Now, the last time we spoke, you lovingly, and I say lovingly, called me a whore.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, good for me.
Yeah.
Good for me. Why did I call you a whore?
You said I need to get my life together.
Really?
I think you were...
That sounds like me.
You said that. I think you called me a whore.
Did I mean it derogatorily, or did I mean it
most.
Like...
Yeah.
Like,
you said
you just come across, you have the aura of a whore.
I asked if your stepmom was...
Oh, yeah. What a whore. You started it again.
See?
It's okay talking about my stepmom. I don't mind talking about my stepmom, but you have to ask an intelligent question.
I asked a
Can't ask a whorish question.
But maybe that's a good
thing. What's the one stepmother question that you have?
Oh, I don't have any.
Really?
I don't go there with you anymore.
Why?
What does she?
You just did.
Well, okay, all right.
Ruin your interview. Ruin your interview. Go ahead.
There's music of hers in the film. Was that your doing, or was that always Ryan?
No, that was Ryan. That was Ryan. I thought it was funny, though. I thought it was appropriate. She thought it was appropriate. That I don't think that she saw it, but she liked the idea of lending her song in a humorous way in a movie that I was doing.
That's
nice.
We're
pretty close, so, yeah.
Well, let's just talk about your workout and your diet and all that stuff.
Why? When we could talk about my stepmother.
All right, should we just do it? We can make
it
all about Babs. Can I call her Babs?
You can call her whatever you want. My reaction, you have to allow, can be whatever I want.
What would Vanessa think about Deadpool?
She might like it. She might get high and watch it, to be honest.
I mean, that's regular people can do that too.
That's true.
Yeah. And obviously, this is a huge summer for you. What keeps you grounded? I mean, this is huge.
Everything.
That other
you.
Me?
You keep me grounded.
How do I keep you grounded, Josh?
Right now, you keep me grounded. I'm not flying high with you right now. I'm not levitating. I'm down here.
Who should not come to see this movie?
Well, people who are easily offended, those with taste and a sense of humor, people who don't like to waste time or money, and Cristiano Ronaldo. That guy.
Ruin your interview, ruin your interview. Go ahead and ruin your interview.
Hey guys, welcome back. All right, so earlier this week, we got a chance to hang out with the one and only Precious Lee. Check it out.
Now, joining us in the studio today, we have model, activist, actress, creative, indomitable spirit, and all-around awesome human being. Please welcome Miss Precious Lee!
Yay! Oh, my goodness. We're so excited to have you. Now, you are considered a trailblazer in the fashion industry. Not only because you're absolutely gorgeous, but you bring some thickness to high-end fashion, and we love that. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what drives you in that industry?
Well, I mean, I've always been a bigger girl. I was always the tallest and the biggest, but I was also the smartest.
Okay,
and
go.
So I just always embraced my curves. And when I had the opportunity to become a model and I realized, like, taking pictures and having a photo shoot would inspire somebody and make someone feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
It just, that's what keeps me going. The messages that I get from people in my DMs and little girls, like, you know, like, you help me feel better when my parents, it's stuff like that. Like, that is what gets me out of my bed to go.
Girl, do people tell you you look like Teyana Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do.
Really?
Ooh,
you know, on pictures, so.
I think she look a little bit more like Jill Scott. I mean, you give me more Jill Scott, especially
yeah,
on this
by
picture.
The mouth. Yeah.
She's favorite.
Well,
I met Jill,
all the way
I met Jill Scott, and I told her, I was like, people tell me I look like you. She was like, girl, you don't look like me. You look pretty. She's like, you are so pretty. And I was like,
yeah, you are pretty.
Because, I mean, on one of these pictures, it really resembles Jill Scott, even a little Janet Jackson to me.
Ooh. Yeah, on pictures.
So. Yeah. That's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
So, like, when you and your model friends are out hanging out, I would imagine that the wolves are out there. What is your go-to deflect line when you're not interested in somebody who's trying to holler at you?
I don't know. I have a go-to face, I think.
So give the camera the face. When...
I can't kind of hear, because I, you know, being from Atlanta, you know, people get aggressive.
Yes, they do.
You ass. You think you all that right?
Yes.
Mama, you
think? Oh, especially at the gas station. But I saw a meme the other day, and the meme said, all right, telling people that I got a boyfriend doesn't work. Tell them that I'm not interested doesn't work. I'm just start telling people I'm a man.
In Atlanta, that still doesn't work.
It works. That's
doesn't work.
That was the punchline. In Atlanta, that don't work. Okay, well, if you can't ward him off, do you have a boyfriend?
I do not.
Oh.
I'm single.
Well, he may be your future boyfriend. Yeah. Maybe watching Dish Nation.
Do you have, like, a celeb crush, anything? You want to shout him out?
Michael B. Jordan watches.
Oh, I met him in L.A. He's good. Hey.
Oh, you gave the face.
She did.
That was the holler.
Look at she.
That was the I'm not trying to holler face?
That was the don't holler at me.
They got a T, y'all.
That was the don't holler.
That's the T.
Y'all
He tried. He shot his shot.
Wakanda forever.
That means you're on Black Panther side. Yo, so keep blazing those trails. Congratulations on all your success. One more time, y'all. Make some noise for the one, the only, Mr. Lee.
Oh, it's time to get your 90s drink on. Brace yourselves, because Zima is back.
Oh, Zima.
It was very light and refreshing. A lot of women drank Zima.
Why did they decide to bring Zima back? Were Bartles and James busy?
Just in time for summer, Miller Coors is bringing back. Now, it is a limited supply.
Is this Zima from the 90s? Or do they brew more? I mean, did they just open up an old closet and, like, damn, there's the Zima?
Oh, we did have some left. You want to try to sell some more?
We forgot.
We'll call it nostalgic or vintage or something. I didn't even remember this. Last year, they brought Zima back for a short time, and it sold faster than expected. So they're like, okay, obviously there's a demand for this stuff.
But why don't they just leave it on the shelves? I mean, if there's a demand for it and it did well last year, they're bringing it back this year. I mean,
I think
why are they making it like the McRib, and every now and then they bring it back?
Because it makes it special. Or they're just simply embarrassed to have it on the shelf too long, even them. They're like, I don't want to have it out there too long. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
They should just sell those together, the McRib and Zima, for a short time only.
For the guy that never wants to get laid.
You're already alone. Why not?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.